Your thoughts on today's 2-0 win here at Windsor Park, David?
Obviously pleased in a way. Started a new season. We started with a win. We started with a clean sheet, more or less the way, you know, we conceded the least goals in the league last year. So it's fairly important, you know, talking to the staff and people in there. It's goals win games, clean sheets win league titles. So, you know, pleased with the win. Pleased with some of the aspects of the game today. Disappointed with some of the aspects of the game today. I think we let Carrick off the hook quite a few times today, but say going forward, hopefully we'll get better.
Two good goals.
Yeah, two good goals, which you know, pleased about. Niall dropping in to fullback, obviously with Matty being injured a little bit. Matty hasn't really played from the Celtic game. Hasn't trained that much, so you know, again, it's a different alternative. It's a different option. We do have a good squad there to choose from, but I think, especially in the first half, I thought we moved the ball quickly without getting the probably the rewards we some of the play deserved. But you know, second half it becomes, you know, Carrick are camping in and becomes difficult to break them down, and I think that's why we only finished 2-0. We did have chances, but we missed them.
Lots of players missing today, two suspended, three injured, but there's still good strength on the bench there today.
Yeah, there is, which was pleasing. Again, you know, talking about last season, there was times when you looked over your shoulder, there was opportunities for players, but you know, now when you look over your shoulder, you know, obviously Stafford was a precaution getting taken off with a slight niggle, but you know, you make changes to try and sort of fire the players up to give all our alternatives. We do have another game on Tuesday, so we wanted to mix it up. We could do that today.
Andy Mitchell stood out today. He looked a quality player out there today, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, Andy Mitchell's a good player. Again, probably didn't get the praise or the accolades or anything deserved at Crusaders, because he didn't always play, didn't always hold down a starting position because he played in different roles and different positions. But one thing he has been since he's been here, he's been a good player, and he's a good pro, knows the game, knows this league, he's been in it. He's won the league title, obviously, with Crusaders. And the good thing about somebody like Andy Mitchell, he was desperate to come here. You know, even from sort of last season, he really wanted to come to Linfield, which again makes my job easier bringing him here. And I think not only his performance today, but I think his performances, the games that he's played in and training, you know, sometimes he always stands out.
Ards on Tuesday, they'll be looking to bounce back after today's result.
Yeah, they will. They'll be looking forward to the game on Tuesday. Sometimes, again, start of the season, when you play the three games in a week, it's difficult. But, you know, we're still going on there in good form. And the pleasing thing for me is we did win the game today and did so pretty comfortably. So that's pleasing that I still know that there's a lot of improvements that we can make, a lot of improvements that the players can still make going forward. So that's also pleasing.
I think it was just under 2,000 here today. A lot of counter attractions in Northern Ireland today. Good crowd for, you know, for the first game of the season, wasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And say we have a few alternatives to go to today, with obviously the Grand Prix, the motorbikes, the band parades. So, you know, you are going to be down on numbers, but one thing is that you can guarantee when the season's in full swing and full flow, when the big games start coming along, there'll always be a big crowd here backing the players. So.
Any closer with Jimmy Callagher and Matthew Clark, people like that coming back from injury yet?
Yeah, Matthew back in squad today, which again is pleasing for Matthew. He took a really nasty one against Celtic, so pleasing to have Matthew back. He hasn't really been involved too much in training. It's been sort of lighter training, but again, Matthew starts coming into the equation. Jimmy Callagher played for the under-18s today. They had a friendly at Ballysillan, so he played 45 minutes against Suffolk during the week. So, you know, we're slowly but surely, and he's probably going to be another several weeks, but, you know, slowly but surely getting everybody back fit, which again makes my job a little bit more difficult.
And it's more difficult because you've two players back from suspended on Tuesday night as well, available for the squad.
Yeah, and again, it adds competition to the squad, adds competition to the starting 11, but they're good problems to have, which is pleasing.
Well done today, David, and all the best for Tuesday night.
Cheers, Andy.